It has been a wonderful weekend in the life of the Diocese of Alabama. The presiding bishop, Catherine Jeffords Shorey, has been in our midst since Thursday, meeting with a variety of folks, some Episcopalians, some not. One of the meetings that was arranged for Bishop Jeffords Shorey was with a group of medical researchers, professors, and physicians at UAB. You may or may not be aware that our presiding bishop holds a doctorate in oceanography. She's also a captain and pilot in the United States Air Force. But it was her blending of faith and science that was the reason for the meeting at UAB. On Friday, the clergy of the diocese joined Bishop Jeffords Shorey along with Bishops Parsley and Sloan to discuss matters in the church. Bishop Jeffords Shorey is quite eloquent and spoke to the growing need to rethink the way we do church, to be willing to consider new ways and broader ways of being church in a world in need of community and faith. Her words were challenging and exciting and perhaps a bit unsettling for those of us who like our stone and cedar buildings, our stained glass windows, and organ music. She assured us that our history will not be lost, nor our churches abandoned, but that we need to see ourselves as training grounds for missionaries. She reminded us the name of the Episcopal Church is the Domestic and Foreign Missionary Society. And such is our role, to train missionaries, not just to foreign countries, but for our own communities. Yesterday, the 11th Bishop of Alabama was invested at the Cathedral Church of the Advent. The crowd filled the cathedral to overflowing. Thankfully, the fire marshal was not present. The music was glorious, and the sermon by the Right Reverend Duncan Gray III, the Bishop of Mississippi, encouraged us all to continue the work, to work together in the ministry that God has given us in the Diocese of Alabama. Bishop Sloan, in a moment before the offertory statement, spoke about what it means to walk in love. The mood was light and happy and enthusiastic and hopeful as we begin a new time in the life of our diocese. It was truly right and a good and joyful time. And because we are so blessed at Grace, the festivities did not end yesterday but continue here today. Grace Church has the great privilege of being the first parish to be visited by the 11th Bishop of Alabama. At our later service, 18 people will be confirmed into the Episcopal Church. One will reaffirm her confirmation vows, and one will be brought into the family of Christ through baptism. These are exciting times. These are happy times in the life of our parish, in the life of our diocese. We are truly on the tiptoe of expectation, looking with great anticipation for what will come in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead. Today, the first Sunday after Epiphany is subtitled The Baptism of Our Lord. Each year, on the first Sunday after Epiphany, we remember Christ's baptism at the hand of John the Baptist. In our readings, there is a sense of something new. From our reading in Genesis, when creation begins from the formless void, to our reading from Acts, when the Holy Spirit is given to the people of Corinth, and then in the Gospel of Mark, with Christ's baptism, there's a sense of change. Something new is happening. The winds of change are stirring. For some of us, the idea of change brings with it a sense of anticipation and excitement, of energy and new life. For others of us, change can be very uncomfortable, unsettling, and uneasy. For most of us, there's some of each of these. Who was it that said, the only constant is change? It's true, isn't it? If we look over our own lives, and the lives of the world, and the life of the church, both here at Grace and the Episcopal Church, we look over a history of change. Some good, some maybe not so good. Mostly that depends on one's perspective on any given topic. Still, we can agree that there has been change, and there will continue to be change. Things that become stagnant die. While change for the sake of change is not good, change can bring life. Change can facilitate new life. Imagine if God had merely left that formless void as it had always been. Imagine if the breath of God had not swept over the waters in creation, or if God had never uttered light into being. With change comes creation and recreation. In our world and in our diocese, we are entering a time of change, a time of recreation. Phyllis Tickle, who speaks and writes about the unknown time in which we live in the church, refers to this as a time of the great garage sale in the church. In reviewing the history of the church, it seems that this garage sale, where the church cleans out its closets and attics of sorts, happens every 500 years or so, the last time being the Reformation. We again are living in such a time. Those of us here today will probably not see what the other side of this new Reformation will look like. That's not ours to know. But it is ours to be a part of this in-between time, a time that's most commonly referred to as emergent. Not there yet, but not where it was. Somewhere in process, a time of change. If you're one who's uncomfortable or unnerved or even unhappy with change, this time in the world and in the church may be a challenge. Remember the words of angels and archangels, and moreover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid. Trust God. Trust God to be God, the very same God who has always been faithful and wanted what is best for his people. Knowing that God is in charge no matter what, and that God is working his purpose out, even through people like you and like me, we can be more comfortable in a time of unknowing and a time of change. If you're one who's happy and energized by change, your time has come. As was said in the 60s, the times, they are changing. God moved over the formless void, changed it into the earth as we know it. He breathed life, and we were created. Jesus enters the water of baptism and emerged, becoming the biggest change agent the world has ever known. We have been brought with him through those waters and have been made his body in the world, specifically as a domestic and foreign missionary society, the Episcopal Church. We are standing on the tiptoe of expectation. Lord, let us be your church in the world. Amen.